Okay, Alexander, let's do what I think should be our last video on what's being dubbed Bounty Gate, or they tried to call it Bounty Gate and they tried to make it stick, which is the story that the Russians were paying a bounty to the Taliban and to Afghanistan in order to kill US and UK soldiers in the country. And we debunked that story fairly quickly, and anyone that has two brain cells to rub together can pretty much saw that the whole thing was a complete hoax. But of course, the mainstream media tried to run with it. The Democrats, they tried to run with it, but it didn't really get much traction. We now have an article on Consortium News by Scott Ritter, and I believe Scott Ritter is a former CIA analyst, is he not?
He was certainly former U.S. intelligence. He was a Marine officer. He was involved. He was I think at one
Yeah,
point the
Marine
head of
Corps
the
Intelligence Officer.
Corps intelligence officer. He was head of the inspectors in Iraq at one point in time. He's an extremely well-informed and very talented former intelligence analyst. He's now a member of Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity, or whatever it's called, the VIPS, this extraordinary organization, brilliant organization, which brings together these extremely talented and capable and honest ex-intelligence officers. So that's who he is, and he's good. I mean, he's somebody who knows how the spy world works and who's been on the ground. He's not just worked as an analyst, he's actually been there in the field, and he knows how it works, and he knows how these stories get distributed and circulated, and he's got lots of contacts within the intelligence community still.
Yeah, he does a very thorough job of dismantling this entire hoax, this Bounty Gate hoax. The title of his article is Bounty Gate, Scapegoating Systemic Military Failure in Afghanistan. The story of the alleged bounty scheme grew up in the context of U.S. top brass blaming Russia for America's defeat in Afghanistan. I'll put a link for that article in the description box down below. It's a lengthy article, but it is extremely detailed and goes through the entire hoax in just a surgical manner and blows the whole thing apart. And also, is a really interesting article from the perspective as to what's been going on in Afghanistan for all these years. I mean, the utter U.S. failure in Afghanistan, I think, really comes through when you read this article. You always ask that question: why are we still in? What? Why are we? Why is the U.S. still in Afghanistan? That's the question that I asked after I read this article. Of course, the
For
money,
me,
the corruption, the heroin, the drugs. But anyway, Alexander.
the big take on this, and not so much about the Bounty Gate story itself, which is obviously nonsense, and as you rightly say, Scott Ritter debunks it thoroughly. But the actual origin point of this story, it seems to me, reading that article carefully, is Donald Trump's decision to bring this endless war, which is costing so much money, to an end. And Scott Ritter has this extraordinarily vivid account, which is clearly based on eyewitness sources, of this confrontation between Donald Trump, the president, and Jim Mattis, the US Defense Secretary, in which Mattis had previously persuaded Trump, against Trump's wishes, to send more troops to Afghanistan to achieve victory there. And then Trump comes and says to Mattis, you've absolutely failed. Everything you say, none of all the promises you've made, none of them have come true. It's been one disaster after another. I want to leave. And what you then start to see is all sorts of people throughout the military system. What they start doing is they start looking for someone to blame for the fact that they failed. And they also use that story of looking for someone to blame for it to try to get Donald Trump to reverse his decision to pull the US troops out of Afghanistan. And what do? They turn to the old bogey, which is Russia. So they start saying, that, it's the Russians are to blame for the fact we're losing. And if we pull our troops out of Afghanistan, we will be conceding Afghanistan in some way to the Russians. It's exactly the same story when you think about it, that they've been saying about Syria. I mean, every time Trump wants to pull US troops out of Syria, you get the same coalition of people coming along saying, you can't possibly pull troops out of Syria because if you pull out troops out of Syria, the Russians will take over. And the only reason we failed in Syria is because of the Russians. So it's almost the identical scenario playing itself out with exactly the same people. And of course, what they've also done, and this is where the Democrats are and the media are so toxic, because they have a completely different agenda, which is to destroy Donald Trump. They always are trying to find ways of linking Donald Trump to Russia because they've never really given up on Russiagate. So because Donald Trump wants to pull the troops out of Afghanistan, and because these disaffected people in the military are saying, oh, well, if he pulls out of Afghanistan, he'll be doing what the Russians want, and the Russians are behind all our problems there anyway. What the Democrats and the media are doing is they're saying, well, the reason he wants to pull out of Afghanistan is because he's controlled by the Russians in some ways. So it's this combination of neocons in the military wanting to keep the United States permanently committed to an unending war, and Democrats and the media and the Democrat, pro-Democrat media constantly trying to create a story of Donald Trump as somehow tied in with the Russians. So it's this very, really very strange story altogether in its origins, but you can see the political effect behind it. And of course, the long and the short of it is the US isn't going to be pulling all its troops out of Afghanistan because of this story. And of course, the Democrats have had a little bit more mileage in the media with this story about Donald Trump somehow being connected to the Russians. So it's cynical, it's wrong, and it's absurd, but I suppose it's had some kind of an effect, though this story has been an absolute one-week wonder. And one of the most interesting things about it, which is the other thing that Scott Ritter says, is that it's quite clear that most of the US intelligence community on this occasion didn't take this story seriously. The Defense Intelligence Agency is obviously disbelieving of it, and so is the national, and so is the NSA. So, some people, the CIA to some extent, played along. Some people in the military played along, but most of the intelligence community were very skeptical. And it seems that Trump actually is truthful when he says that he was never briefed.
Yeah, the intelligence community was moderately
Moderate.
confident. And that's not good when they say moderate.
Moderate,
Yeah, that doesn't mean that pretty much means the whole thing's made up.
made up,
It's a
made
nice
up,
way of putting it.
But
Yeah,
the,
but
the other just a few more things to say. Firstly, where did this story come from? One of the most interesting things that's come out, not discussed so much by Scott Ritter, by the way, but elsewhere, is that apparently one person who was briefed months ago about it was our old friend, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff, as we've speculated, it's more than just speculation, in our programs, was the person who leaked out all the stories that's led to Ukraine Gate. He was the factory, his office was the factory that produced all of that. I have to say, I think probably the same is true with this one, that it was Adam Schiff's people who tipped off the New York Times to this story. That seems to be a very well-established nexus now. So Adam Schiff picks up all this gossip from within the internet, because that's what all it is basically, picks it all up, regurgitates it, gets it pumped to the New York Times, enlists some of his buddies in the intelligence world to corroborate it, and we have another week of bad stories in the New York Times about Donald Trump. So Adam Schiff, is someone perhaps who in a ideal world would be asked some questions about this, but you know, don't hold your breath.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day though, it accomplished two things. Is they got another jab in Trump with the whole Russia, you know, controls him stupidity, which a lot of people really do believe. I mean,
absolutely.
I was browsing on Twitter today, researching another story, and you would be surprised how many people actually still believe that Trump is a Putin puppet and that Russia controls the United States. That's number one. So they did get another jab into Trump and this whole Russia stupidity. But the most important thing, I imagine, is that they can keep the money flowing from Afghanistan into their pockets.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, that money's going to continue to go.
Yeah, because there's no motivation any longer. There's no actual logical reason to continue this war. I mean, you know, Osama bin Laden is dead. He turned up in Pakistan, not in Afghanistan at all. Al-Qaeda's network in Afghanistan, this isn't widely known, it's actually been broken up. The Taliban have turned against Al-Qaeda because they've got their major concern now is ISIS in Afghanistan, and they're willing to do a deal with the United States to sort these things out. So there really isn't much point to this war anymore. The reason it's carrying on is not because there's any great geostrategic objective, but obviously there's issues of face, but there's also big issues of money. I mean, trillions of dollars have been sunk into this. And of course, it's been a disaster for many, but an absolute bounty, to use a loaded word, for some. I mean, you know, they've come away doing very, very well out of this business. And they want to keep money going.
That's the main point. Money and drugs.
And drugs, yeah. Money, drugs.
Never forget them.
Absolutely. And keeping, and you know, doing some harm to Donald Trump. Though, I to be honest, I think those kind of, frankly, deluded people or crazy people, well, deluded people who believe that Trump is still in the pocket of Putin after all the things that have happened, you know, with Russiagate, with the dossier being exposed, with all of that, those sort of deluded people, I mean, they don't really need persuasion. And I think Trump's political base, the people who have seen through Russiagate, they won't have been fooled either. So I don't think we should exaggerate the political effect of this. I don't think it's going to have any political or electoral effect on Donald Trump at all. But in terms of keeping Afghanistan going, well, it succeeded there.
Right. No, I agree with you. I think the Russia narrative on that, the Trump-Russia narrative, was just a value-added part to this whole story. The main driver of this story was to keep that money and those drugs flowing.
Absolutely.
In Afghanistan.
And if you want to find out, you know, if you want to find out why this story is absurd and why the evidence for it doesn't really add up, well, Scott Ritter goes through that, you know, with a laser-like focus. He points out that there's actually no evidence. It's just a little bit of gossip. Some gossip from some people who were detained and examined by the Afghan security forces and who passed it on to the CIA. There's no actual corroborative evidence, and the intelligence community of the United States accepts it. I think you're absolutely right. This should be our last program on this nonsense. It's a point I would again make. We have been right about it again from the start. We are doing a final program pointing out how debunked this has been. You won't get a final article saying how debunked it's been from the Washington Post, the New York Times, MSNBC, CNN, The Guardian, the Financial Times, the Times of London, all of these places which have breathlessly broadcast and republished and regurgitated this ridiculous and completely untrue story.
Yeah. I agree with you on that one. We think our viewers also realize that as well. But the fact of the matter is, Alexander, to close it out, they're never going to let the U.S. military leave any of these places, Afghanistan, no. Syria.
No, they won't.
They're never getting out. And that's, at the end of the day, that's just going to do so much harm to the United States as a country.
It's doing huge harm to the United States as a country because it means that its energies are being diverted to fighting, you know, these pointless wars in places like Afghanistan, which are not, to be very clear, they are not essential to the United States. And it needs all that energy and drive and money and people to sort out its problems at home, which are great and getting greater. And instead, it's bogged down in these far-flung regions fighting wars which really do not serve the interests of the United States. Afghanistan could have been sorted decade ago. The last 10 years of fighting in Afghanistan have been a waste.
Yeah, I agree with you there. All right. Alexander Mercurs, Editor-in-Chief of the Durant. Thank you very much, guys. If you like this video, click on the subscribe button down below. Click on that notifications bell. Please donate to us on PayPal, Patreon, and subscribe. Start your donation. Really helps out this channel a whole lot. And go to the Durant shop. Pick up some magic mugs. Pick up some shirts. All kinds of new items are on that shop. I am waiting for my stuff to arrive any day now. Alexander has got a whole bunch of stuff heading his way as well. Alexander, you've got some merchandise at your desk, and you're wearing a Duran
shirt as well. A t-shirt, and I mean they're just amazing t-shirts. They are just the best t-shirts you can have. They're 100% cotton. They're incredibly comfortable. My wife loves to see me in them. By the way, she's always commenting on how, you know, stylish and well I look in them. So there's a reason for having them in itself. But frankly, you feel so well and comfortable in them because they're so well made, they're so well put together, they're so comfortable, and you have great confidence wherever you are and you're wearing them. You feel always that you're well turned out. And that always gives you, I find, confidence in every situation where you find yourself in. They are great shirts. They are short sleeve. This is a short sleeve t-shirt I'm wearing at the moment. You see the double-headed eagle of the Durant there. They're short sleeve t-shirts. There are also long sleeve t-shirts. There's V-neck shirts, and they are the best polo shirts anywhere. They are just amazingly stylish and phenomenal. Polo shirts of the kind that you could wear to the best social occasions and you would feel completely comfortable and look tremendous if you were wearing them. And of course, we don't just have shirts, we have the best mugs in the world. We call them magic mugs because they're completely magical. They sustain us and support us and inspire us through the long hours of reading and studying and analysis we have to do, through the long watches of the night as we try to keep on top of all of the stories that constantly flick before our screens. And of course, if you're a person like me, tea anyway is an absolutely necessary part of your morning or day. I have to have it all the time, basically. And they're amazing mugs. They're beautiful, they're strong, they're light, they're amazingly well made. They don't chip, crack, break, discolor. And this one has, you can see it there, the double-headed eagle of the Russian Federation, which is different from ours, by the way. We have a different double-headed eagle, but we're going to have a lot more amazing mugs in our shop. They're all coming. They're all going to look fantastic. And you should certainly look them up in our shop and see what is coming there. And of course, we don't have shirts and just have mugs. We've also got hats and hoodies and stickers, and we've got amazing ebooks, a constantly expanding library of them, covering all kinds of topics, every conceivable topic you can think of. So you support us by coming to our shop, by buying these great things. You are then the proud owner of these great things once you have bought them. Come to our shop, see what's there, see what's coming. Support the Durant. Alex will tell you how.
Just go to thedurantshop.com. You'll find the link in the description box down below. Alexander Mercuris, thank you very much. Until next time, everybody, take care.